Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Gonna need Burt Show fam here listening to help me out with a segment that we did years and years and years ago that I think I want to bring back here. I was reminded a few days ago by a listener of a statement that I made that is absolutely a first world problem. And we used to do this segment years ago called First World Problems, where we would find audio or we were complaining about things that in the rest of the world, they're like, really? Like, that's a problem? And I think I had mentioned that I was in bed and I was stuck watching Sex and the City because my remote was 2 feet away and I was too lazy to actually go across the bed and reach for my remote. That is a first world problem. All right. So I saw these two this morning that, oh my God, such first world problems here. Here is the debate being reignited again. Are adults allowed to order kids' meals, especially when it comes to room service?
And I just ordered room service, and the girl who brought it to my room opens the door, and she's like, where's the kid? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you ordered off the kid's menu. I was like, and? So is it really that bad if I order some chicken nuggets and, like, a pizza? Like a kid's pizza and french fries? Let me enjoy my kid's meal in peace.
Again, yeah. A first world problem, though.
I agree. Like, let her enjoy her kids' meal in peace.
She paid for it. What's the problem?
What's the big deal? Who cares whose mouth it's going into, right?
Exactly.
First world problem. I guess they're trying to make money. And then there was the woman that was really, really upset the other day. She's at Krispy Kreme, and she's ready for her regular order, which she gets. Except on this particular day, first world problem, Krispy Kreme decides that they are dyeing their donuts green for St. Patrick's Day. She don't like this idea.
All them damn donuts green.
I don't know about that. Cause that's not right. They should ask you, do you want green? And if you want regular, you don't. Everybody don't want no green. Everybody don't celebrate. Why are these green?
It's for St. Patrick's Day. It's just dye. It doesn't taste any different. I promise.
Oh, and all of them are green.
Pretty much.
Okay.
First world problems.
First world problems, but I wouldn't want green donuts either.
Why not? They taste the exact. They're the exact same.
The dyes. I don't need additional dye in my food.
First world problem.
This just happened in my household. Renee was at the grocery store the other day, and they had the Krispy Kreme green donuts in there, and she was going to get some, but she said they look gross.
Yes,
I completely agree with her. I went to a bar one time. They gave me a green beer, and that was all that they was getting. I was like, I'm not drinking that. Everybody else was drinking it. I wasn't drinking it.
Yeah, in some parts of the world, a beer is a 3-course meal. Okay. Right. Here's the first world problem. All right. Mo's got the email here you guys sent in. She goes on vacation with a dude that's not her boyfriend. Should the boyfriend be mad about this?
My girlfriend loves your show. So I'm coming to you for opinions to settle this fight we are having. She went on vacation, but here's the kicker. She didn't go with me, her boyfriend. She went with some other guy friend of hers. She didn't tell me that the quote-unquote friend she was going with was a dude until I found out coincidentally from another friend of hers while she was gone. At first, when she mentioned she was going on a trip with a friend, I thought nothing of it. But when I found out it was a guy friend, I was angry. Why wouldn't she mention that crucial detail? It feels like she was being deceptive. She's telling me that I'm overreacting because this guy is just a friend. But wouldn't you feel a little uneasy if your partner went on a vacation with someone of the opposite sex and didn't bother to mention it? If they're just friends, why the secrecy? And why wouldn't she want to travel with me, her boyfriend, instead?
Yeah, no, I'd be pissed too.
Yeah. Is it really a debate here?
I don't think so.
I think the fact that she held it from him is what really would do it for me. Because if it's just your friend and it's not a big deal, why not mention it? It seems like she purposely left that little detail out, and that's what would make me think it was shady.
It's lying by omission.
For sure.
Well, because she knew he was going to have this reaction, and she's like, I don't want to deal with it. I just want to go to Pigeon Forge with my best guy friend and not have it be a big deal. But I think, obviously, your girlfriend knows that maybe you feel a little something between the two of them, and she knows that you're probably going to have this reaction, as I think you should have. And to me, it feels very shady. I feel like you should have been upfront with that.
It is nothing but shady.
So shady.
Yeah, and if you have time, like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love having girls' trips and hanging out with my girlfriends. And, you know, I think separation can be important for a relationship. But I also think you have to recognize how limited your time is, especially as you get older, the responsibilities. And if you have a chance to go on vacation with your boyfriend, you should probably go on vacation with your boyfriend.
Well, and at least talk about it beforehand. I mean, that seems fairly respectful. So, yeah, this is totally shady, I think. And if you're asking yourself, should I be upset about it? Yeah, for sure you got to be upset about it.
Hey, The Bird Show.